On today's MVP baseball return from our 1 month hiatus, we talk about all the players non-tendered. We also talk about free agency and give our predictions of where these major players are going to be headed, considering none of them have really signed to a team yet.
But first, without further ado, let's get started.
This one
is MVP baseball.
We have season two.
Shut the fuck up. We have returned from our 1 month hiatus.
More like 1 month sellout.
And we're gonna try to talk. Shut the fuck up. No. We're gonna try to talk about everything we've missed in the last month, which isn't that much. We can get it in under 45 minutes. Okay, so let's go ahead and start. Award. Okay, so.
Cy Young.
Shut the fuck. Okay, we'll start with
MVP. Can we talk about how overrated Trevor Bauer is? Abreu
and Freeman won the MVP. Bieber, obviously, right decision. Bauer. We'll debate about that.
It was wrong.
Rookie of the Year, Kyle Lewis, obviously. Devin Williams, not obviously.
Should be obvious.
Close. It was close. It's closer than fucking AL. Kevin Cash, Manager of the Year, no doubt there. Don Mattingly, I thought that one was pretty clear. No, we ain't talking about Silver Slugger and Gold Glove.
Kiermaier.
All right. So we'll start with Jaime about the awards. Anything you want to point out?
Trevor Bauer did not deserve first place. I think it was Zach Gallen that deserved first place. Okay, but seriously, Jacob DeGrom should have been the first. And Cubs fan right here, Mason, will say that you, Darvish, deserve first.
You said it too.
For like 1 week, then I changed my mind.
Because you're biased.
Hey, at least Darvish gets second place. Let's keep it real.
I saw you the stat comparison.
Bauer was like third in like most stats. I thought they fixed the voting this year, but guess what? I was wrong again.
What made you think they fixed the voting?
With the Yadier Molina stuff, where they didn't have him just because of his name is Yadier Molina.
They didn't have they had Trevor Bauer just because of his ERA, and those guys, that's what they look at.
Yeah, because they're basic. They're more basic than me.
Exactly.
You can't top me. F the voters.
That's why we all knew Bauer was going to win. We didn't say he should win.
I think Jacob DeGrom should start his own YouTube channel so he could win like the next 5 Cy Youngs.
Okay, got it.
Wait, if we're putting this on YouTube, can we put up my drawing of you, Darvish?
God damn it!
You, Darvish, has more YouTube subscribers than Bauer.
You, Darvish, has more pitches than Bauer.
Yeah, Darvish has like 500,000 YouTube subscribers.
All right.
You, Darvish, has more skill than Jose Abreu.
What? That is a terrible comparison.
Fine, let's talk about my second thing. Jose Abreu does not deserve MVP.
Fucking asinine.
I think all of us can agree, except for Zayden, that he didn't deserve it. Jose Ramirez.
Mason can't say that because he picked Abreu on the last podcast.
Did you pick Abreu, Mason?
I don't know. It's been a month.
Yeah, from our last sellout. But Jose Ramirez. Sellout,
jackass.
So Ramirez deserves it. I changed my mind too.
You're fucking okay. This guy's just biased. He picked DeGrom over Darvish, and then he picked Ramirez over Abreu. Just shows his bias.
I hate Carson too, and I still picked DeGrom.
You hate us more, though. Be honest.
No, I hate Carson.
No, you don't.
You dealt with us since last November.
Yeah, and then he took his hiatus, but he's coming back. 2019
November.
All right, so
okay, Mason, you go.
So, yeah.
What?
Mason, anything you want to point out about the awards?
Voting is bullshit.
Again,
you can talk. Yeah, you can talk about Kiermaier bullshit. Actually,
yeah, that's about the biggest snub I've ever seen. Who won it again? I can't remember.
That's in center.
Yeah, our outfield.
Robert.
That's bull. Look at this. Kiermaier, 7.7 UZR, 30.7 UZR per 150, 10 DRS, 5 OAA. Like, it's not even comparable to anyone else in the entire league.
So did Alex Gordon, he won the Platinum Glove. I haven't looked at his stats.
He only won it because it was his last year.
And plus, he's 34 years old, so of course...
All right.
They should have gave Jeter the MVP in his last season.
All right. Jeter, so,
most overrated player of all time. Horrible defender. We'll save that for another episode. No.
Okay. Actually, yeah. Mookie Betts, I believe, got second in the MVP voting. That's an issue.
Soto sure went up there.
He got there because he's Mookie Betts, basically.
And he's a specific skin color.
God. Son of a bitch. Not editing it.
No, but
hey, Black Lives Matter. We gotta be PC.
No.
The media loves Mookie, so that's why he. You got a second. So that's all with the awards.
Juan Soto should have been third.
Who?
Juan Soto.
Yeah, I agree. Then what the fuck? Okay, yeah, players non-tender. Here we go.
Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarber, Rosario.
Schwarber. Rosario. Who else?
Schwarber, Rosario. Let's see. Who else?
What about that guy from Baltimore, Nunez? Or they wave him?
Alberto? Andre Alberto. That's the only Baltimore player that got non-tendered, I think. Let's see. Let's see what the fuck else. Oh, yeah. Mazzara and Rodon. I'm White Sox.
And Kyle Schwarber?
God damn it, we get the point.
Yeah, it's a fire sale. I'm calling it.
Almora, I always heard about how great he was for Mason. But, yeah.
Great. I always talked about how bad he was.
Nice. Archie Bradley.
Yeah. Here comes the postseason Mike Trout, Archie Bradley.
I wasn't gonna say it. I just like full of shit. Like I don't know.
Just say it. Get it out of the way.
Should I? No. I'm good.
All right. Okay. Honey, what do you make of all these players non-tender? Just talk about whoever the hell you want to talk about.
Kyle Schwarber.
Oh my god.
Why don't you go ahead and talk about it instead of keep saying his fucking name?
Kyle Schwarber is like a top 15 left fielder in baseball. Derek Pulse is better than him. And he'll probably sign with the Orioles because they need players.
You think he'll sign with the fucking Orioles?
He should go to Washington. Or something, I don't know. But no, Chris Bryant's already going there.
You should go to Washington.
Chris Bryant's already going there.
And Anthony Rizzo too, I suppose.
Anthony Rizzo to the Nationals. Javier Baez to the Nationals.
He's so dumb.
Kyle Hendricks of the Nationals. Just joking, but if Dare Peralta's shoulder like falls off in the next year, I would like Kyle Schwarber on the D-backs, even though I hate the Cubs.
Peralta sucks ass.
He's good.
He sucks.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good for nothing.
And he might be better than Ketel Marte, but that's not saying much.
But Ketel Marte's not a left fielder, though, first of all.
He uses roids, but...
Allegations. Allegations.
Facts. Facts. Okay.
Your Honor, my client said common sense.
All right. God damn. So, it was Rosario and Schwarber, I think, that were the two big ones. I think we can agree on that. So, I guess, Jaime, you can talk about Rosario, too.
Who's Rosario again?
Eddie Rosario.
Oh, that dude.
Twins. He was fucking good in 2019, you fucking...
Hold on. Yeah, hold on now. I remember him now. He's on the Twins. He's on the Twins.
No.
What?
Just because he hit 32 homers, his OPS was only 800. He had a 300 OBP and 500 slugging.
Isn't he bad game on base?
It wasn't great, but it was decent.
And he doesn't... Carson posted something.
I heard he hits a lot of home runs, but like he has power, but he's terrible on base.
He had 300 in 2019 despite 32 homers.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah,
300 OBP.
Bruh.
It's like Ketel Marte off roids.
Nah, he still has like a 350. He says like a 350.
My ass. Shut up.
Ketel's good at walking. He's like a 12% walk rate.
Oh, fucking shit. All right. So... I mean, I think Jaime should still know who Rosario is.
Yes, I remember him now. He's from the Twins.
Because I told you that.
I said that.
After I told you.
He's from Puerto Rico.
We won't talk about that. Any other big ones that I'm missing?
Any D-backs names? They probably suck anyways.
D-backs names. David Dahl, he wasn't even in 2020, so fuck that. Okay. I think that's all. So we'll let Mason talk.
They sent Kevin Cron to Japan. Hold on. So that's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, that was stupid, to be honest.
Okay,
Mason. Talk about Duvall.
No.
Well, I think that was stupid of the Braves to let him go.
Man, he didn't even have that bad of a season.
Yeah.
Still had an 833 OPS.
They could get him for cheap, too.
Fucking ridiculous.
I think Dahl's going to come back next year.
That's something the D-backs would do. Like, when we've all walked.
I mean, the D-backs were the same team to trade for Mike Leake and Simon Mass and Bumgarner.
Yeah, and fucking Dahl. Wouldn't even... Let's see. He only played 24 fucking games this year. I don't fucking know. Okay, what do you say? You say you think Dahl's coming back?
I didn't say anything.
Performance-wise.
Oh, so, okay.
Hopefully we can...
Wasn't Dolphin... Yeah, Dolphin the Rockies. Dead. F that dude.
Yeah, that was...
Better than Ketel Marte.
He played 24 fucking games. And they fucking let him go. And he had 877.
They kept Mike Kemp. Oh, Matt Kemp. Sorry, people.
What'd you say before?
I said Mike Kemp.
You're an idiot.
No, they kept Mike. I said it again. They kept Matt Kemp over David Duvall.
David
Duvall. Duvall. Dave Dahl. Did I say it right? Did I say it right? Dave Dahl. David, I don't even know anymore.
David Duvall.
David Dahl, you fucking...
I'm going to call him David Dahl.
That's his name.
David Duvall.
David Duvall.
Was Matt... Okay, I didn't pay attention to the Rockies last year because they suck, like the D-backs. Was Matt Kemp even good?
I mean,
he is playing Colorado, which the score, the run environment is crazy over there. You guys gonna talk or no?
Yeah, he's gonna. I think he's looking up the stats.
Wait for who?
He's a 0.745 OPS, but then again, that's Colorado. I can't wait for Nolan Arenado to get traded.
My God.
All right. So, I think that's all we got for John Sander. Just a couple of dumb decisions.
Matt Kemp.
I never got Mason's input on the Schwarber thing. But...
Oh, God.
He knew this was going to happen.
We should have at least tendered him so we could trade him instead of just letting him go. Like, that's so stupid. Otherwise, if we kept him, if he can play like 2019, that'd be good.
You guys got Ian Happ, though.
What?
God damn it, Jaime.
Yeah, we've had Ian Happ for like the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, but he did good, so he'll probably do better this year.
So what does that have to do with Schwarber?
God. You guys don't need Schwarber?
A center fielder, not a left fielder.
Just trade for, like, his name. He's good.
No. I think I'm good.
All right. So that's all we got for the non-tender, I believe. All right, that is all we got. Now, actually, we'll go to an interesting topic. Tony La Russa DUI.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I get to go. I'll talk about
it. Hold up, let me laugh real quick. Okay, I'm done.
So, La Russa was arrested for... drinking and driving.
Didn't this happen in Arizona
February.
Too?
February. Shut the in that shithole Arizona.
Of course. What? Of course.
Only in Arizona.
In February, and then he was charged a day before the White Sox hired him.
Hold up, let me laugh again.
He was charged and they still hired him. And yeah, I heard that an ESPN reporter reached out to see if he would like to comment, and he just fucking hung up the phone.
If he was a certain skin color, he would have said a certain word too.
Yeah, I think we can all agree. La Russa is a fucking... What the hell?
It flew over his head for that long. It flew over his head for that long.
Damn it, honey.
So, La Russa is a dick. I think we can agree there. Great manager. Yeah. And then 2 days ago... Let's see.
He says a mean words to Tim Anderson.
God damn it! 2 days ago, a report came out that he is going to plead guilty to the DUI. So, that's where we stand on that. Any comments?
Well, if he gets arrested, really and he's a manager team to a jail cell.
God damn it. That's so stupid.
So you gonna bring a leash out for Tim Anderson or no?
Okay. All right, so, yeah, La Russa, DUI.
In about a couple of months into the season, when Tony La Russa makes a pitching change, he's going to vanish.
All right, him.
He's already old enough to turn into dust, to be honest.
All right. Enough with the La Russa jokes. Any more comments?
Can I say another joke?
Okay. No comments for you.
All right,
now we're
going to
talk about...
Oh, my God.
Now we're going to talk about free agency.
JT Realmuto.
Well, there's a lot of names in free agency. I mean, there's...
That's true.
Let's talk about Stroman accepting a qualifying offer. Stroman, that piece of shit.
They overpaid him. They overpaid him, that short little turd.
Stroman, who? The fuck are you talking about?
I called him a short little turd.
Who?
And you know why.
We were not people. No, Mason.
Oh, you're full of it, I mean.
All right. So Stroman got a qualifying offer. Fuck him. I don't like Stroman.
Yeah, because he didn't want to go to the White Sox.
Overrated pitcher, too.
I said it when I thought he'd go to the White Sox that I didn't want him, but he didn't want to play for the Rosa. He liked a tweet and said he wouldn't play for a guy who was charged with the DUI.
Dang, he has his moral set.
So, he's just going to finish in, third place at the Mets again. So
did he even do good with the Mets? I thought he had, a FIP.
A tradition unlike any
I thought other. He had, a FIP of, 5 when playing for the Mets in 2019.
Stroman's overrated.
Yeah, Stroman's overrated.
Yeah, he's, a decent fielder, and, that's about it.
Okay. Morton signed with the Braves. It's an interesting one.
Maybe they can actually make it to the World Series this time.
Very interesting. Postseason Morton is still a thing, even after that one game that he pitched bad.
That's good. Want to know why? Because the Braves are terrible in the playoffs, especially their pitching.
I mean, their pitching was actually good.
I mean, though. When it matters, though, the clutch, the clutch, you mean? I've said this before.
Ian Anderson was great. Freed was he was all right. He was consistently inconsistent.
That's the most consistent thing about the Braves pitching staff. Too bad they didn't have what's his name? Mike Foligno-Wits. Is that how you say it?
Foligno-Wits.
Oh, I said it wrong again? Oh my God.
Okay. Mike.
Man, I don't know why no one's giving him a chance. It's just one bad game in the postseason. He got off the team.
Surprising the D-backs didn't get him.
His career really went to shit.
Mike Minor to the Royals. Trevor May to the Mets.
The Mets were
any other fuckers?
The Mets fans are down now. Yeah. They thought they got the other Trevor.
Or yeah, D-backs legend Robbie Ray signed the Blue Jays.
And Robbie Cano suspended again.
Oh, too bad Carson isn't in here.
So who wants to rip Cano to shreds first?
I mean, I'll do one.
Actually, we should do that. Wait, we should do that at the end. We're talking about free agency right now. We're going to wait for him to come back.
If he comes back.
He's not joining.
Where's he at?
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Jaime, where is George Springer going to sign?
Let's see. I think the Japan, the Giants. Seriously, but I think he might. Aren't the Blue Jays a favorite? I'm going to pick the Blue Jays.
You're going to pick the Blue Jays. All right, yeah. Mason, your turn.
Well, I did some free agency predictions. And
our Cubs won. Well,
I had him going to the Cardinals, but I could also see the Blue Jays. One of the people had him going to the D-backs.
D-backs fans had him going to the D-backs.
I got him going to the White Sox. So does MLB trade rumors. So don't call me biased.
You're
so
biased.
So do trade rumors. Bias. Don't you love trade rumors? Don't you love trade rumors?
Who are you talking about again? I didn't pay attention.
Up. So you're copying them.
What?
Who has trade rumors?
Trade rumors?
No, I'm just saying. I think he's going to the fucking White Sox.
Who has trade rumors?
I really do hope.
I didn't hear you guys.
What are you talking trade about? Rumors?
What?
You said trade rumors. You brought it up.
Oh, my God. MLB we're trade about the rumors. App, you
fucking donkey.
About who?
What?
Go on. Go
MLB
on.
MLB trade rumors.
Go on.
Okay.
It's a website / app.
Oh, what about G?
Okay, we're moving on. All right. I'm putting you on the spot. Where is.
Gene Segura.
Where is Ozuna going to sign? Marcell Ozuna.
Are you asking me or Mason?
I'm asking you, you fucking donkey.
Okay, I would say he would resign with the Braves again if the DH was staying. But Rob Manfred is a dunce, so he's most likely going somewhere else. What? I ain't lying. Am I lying, yes or no?
All right. So you said the Braves?
No, I said if they kept the DH rule, I would say the Braves, but they aren't.
So where do you think he's going?
Let's see. Maybe to the Cubs since they need a left fielder. They confirmed it.
Lefty fielder.
Yeah.
Well, then you were just complaining about the DH, so why wouldn't he go to an AL team?
I mean, are you just pulling these out of your ass?
Sorta. He looked at the Red Sox. Thanks, hitting.
Can you just make a good prediction off of the reports you've heard or something? Okay. Like, come on.
I'll pick the Red Sox.
Dude. Okay, you're amazing. Ozuna.
What? The Braves. Regardless of the old.
Well, actually, I gotta see his prediction now.
Some.
About who?
Some. Ozuna? Yeah, Ozuna. Right. I'm gonna pick. I know it sounds crazy, but they do need outfielders. The Tigers and the Royals. Is that crazy? A little bit?
That's fucking ass.
Hey, the Royals do need an outfielder. But they are cheap too.
Why would they sign him?
He ain't gonna go to the
Royals. The Indians need an outfielder too.
Next one. Okay, Justin Turner's a free agent. I think we all think he's going to Dodgers. Is that true? Okay.
Yes. If the Dodgers trade for Nolan Arenado, which I doubt.
Okay.
Gosh. What? Were we going to talk about that too? Or, like, did I spoil it?
No.
Okay, so if Arenado gets traded to the Dodgers, then Turner's going to the Braves. But I doubt that they actually trade for Arenado. So, yes, turn to the Dodgers.
All right. JT.
Nationals.
Ooh.
Okay, do you just think the whole league's going to the Nationals?
Damn. Fine, I'll pick a second team then.
No, you can pick the Nationals. Mason, your turn.
They're broke like crazy. The
Phillies, but they're broke. So I'd say it's either going to be Nationals or the Reds. Not the Mets. Maybe.
I heard that they're like, well, they're not interested the anymore either. With
McCann.
And again, they're going for McCann.
I don't understand.
Yeah, and I heard they're trying to pull McCann in for 4 years.
Stupid.
Wilson Ramos, part two.
McCann.
That's a Mets move.
McCann dropped off. Like he always, like he did in 2019, and he played a weird role this season, which he is good at. He's not a starting catcher.
He did better than Yasmani.
That's so stupid. Don't ever say that again. You do not deserve to talk about baseball.
Hey, you keep bringing me. You keep bringing me back.
Well, because you say some weird shit. Okay?
Entertaining.
It's decent. So I think he's going to. God damn it.
Nationals.
I think he's going to the. You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb. The Yankees are gonna sign JT.
That wouldn't be a bad move.
Well, they tender Gary.
He's not a starting catcher.
Kyle Hiroshima's a better catcher than him.
When healthy, sucks. But he's never healthy.
Yeah, it's like Aaron.
He's never
Judge.
And Giancarlo Stanton.
Aaron Judge is a top five.
And
player.
He's a starter. Okay, and he's a starter when injured too. So
if he's always injured, what makes you think he's going to be healthy this season?
The one makes you think
what?
Wait, what?
Okay, so
I got lost.
If Gary's always
again.
Injured, what makes you think he'll be healthy this season?
Sorry.
Would you?
the divine miracle.
He's doing this shit on purpose.
Okay, you can go now. I'm done. I swear. I'll say it again.
What'd you say?
I already said it. So, divine miracle.
Okay, so they should go after.
What about DJ LeMahieu?
Well, hold on, dude. We got more free agents to talk about.
Bauer.
Okay, asshole. Hold on.
God knows where he's gonna sign me. He's such Bauer? A prick.
Jared Bauer's
he's always
the Orioles.
Teasing this team and that team, and he pisses me.
James McCann, Mets. Okay, next. Jock Peterson. Where does Jock go?
I want to say the Indians, I guess. Indians.
Hurry up, Jaime.
You have it, the Indians too?
You fucking ass.
Or what? The Angels will only sign him to get the Peterson Angels fans to go to their games.
All right, so you go
the Indians.
With Mason? I'll go with the Angels also.
Angels.
No, this is an interesting one. Tanaka. Real quick, just pick a team.
D-backs.
Yankees.
The White Sox can use them too. Oh, see, I just said it.
I don't know if I want him, and I don't even know.
He'll be good for like one game in the playoff, and that's about it.
Playoff Tanaka is still a thing.
Okay. Okay, next.
Okay, next. Bauer.
Do we have to be serious about this? Because he keeps teasing, like, everywhere.
Okay, I'll go first. Trevor Bauer will sign with the Angels.
They'll still finish third place in the division. Doesn't even matter at this point.
Okay, don't say anything, Jaime. Just keep going. Mason just – we're having technical difficulties. Mason just accidentally exited.
but we're going to continue. Okay, where do you think Bauer's
going? Well, I would have said the Braves, but they got Morton the other day. So, sorry. I'm choking on a vegetable right now. I'll also say the Angels or the Padres. Do I explain why or no?
So you think
they? Well, he is a native Californian, so or California native.
Oh my God,
what about the Mets?
It's possible, but I think actually, the Mets are a possibility too. But I'm strong on any California team. I think has a strong possibility of getting Trevor Bauer, except the Athletics because they're cheap.
All right. So I said, wait, fucking the Athletics.
They are.
Cheap. No, they aren't. They just are a smaller.
What's going to happen when Matt Chapman and Matt Olson's contract comes up? Do you expect them?
They're not going to tank, and they're going to. They're just like the Rays.
You know? Where's Mason at? Mason, you there?
What?
They don't fucking.
Are the Athletics cheap, yes or no?
No. They're a smaller brand, Jaime. You have to understand this. Do you think the Rays are cheap? You have cheap to look
deals.
For a good reason, because they're smaller brands.
Okay, are you going to use Moneyball as an example?
God damn
it. Okay, Mason, you go now, please.
All right, where's Bauer going? I said the Angels. Jaime said the Angels or the Padres.
TBD.
God damn it.
It's impossible to guess where he's going to go.
He is a California native, so maybe a bit of bias. Clevenger's in San Diego, too, and they're friends.
Since the Angels couldn't get Cole, they're probably going to take a big heap at Bauer.
Trevor Bauer, 10-year, $50 million contract. $50 million per year from Trevor Bauer.
We're going to do...
Actually,
we're going to do two more.
I also feel like
we
go back to the Reds.
Two more. First, we'll start with Michael Brantley.
Who?
I haven't really thought about Brantley.
Oh, that dude. Am I supposed to go now?
What do you mean?
Okay. Oh, I'm supposed to go now? Okay, the Brewers, yes. I guess. Hey, they do need an outfielder.
How many teams need an outfielder?
Maybe like half of them.
What? I would say more.
The Pirates could definitely use an outfielder. Actually, the Pirates can use players, actually. Yeah, I'm a...
Brantley to the Jays. I'm calling.
Can the Blue Jays get both George Springer and Michael Brantley? Maybe.
All right, Brantley to the Yankees.
About like Yates and Hendricks, Paxton, Sammy.
Brewers.
Like, what about Yates, Paxton, Hendricks, Sammy? Are we going to do them?
Okay, yeah, we'll do Hendricks. We'll do Paxton, and we'll do
Yankees
DJ.
For DJ Oxen. Why aren't we doing Semien?
Fuck. Okay, we'll do Semien too, goddammit.
I have a good nickname for Semien, but I can't say it.
Paxton
to the Yankees, I guess. Paxton. Again, Paxton to the Yankees.
Paxton to the Blue Jays.
Paxton to the Yankees.
Let's see here. Yeah, we forgot one. Nelson Cruz.
The Rockies.
You think he's going like this so he can hit more home runs? Try to hit 500.
Yeah, I would love
to. Sure, he'll probably go back to the Twins again. He said he likes playing in Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah, claw Ritter thing also, that went as well.
Let's see who else. Hendricks.
I'm staying.
Let's do Hendricks.
Well, he's still a free agent, idiot.
Okay,
just National Contest. No, you guys think will be different.
National.
Well, you acted like I was crazy. Shut up. When I asked about LeMay.
Because that's 100% obvious.
I think it's a possibility.
Okay, the Nationals get Hendricks. Go ahead, Amy.
National fan, fucking.
Seriously, I think he'll go to the Angels.
I'll go Athletics. Simeon.
I'm me.
Oh, okay. Simeon. Oh, sorry. I was sleeping. Marlins. They do need a second baseman.
He's a shortstop.
Whatever. He could learn.
Of course you'd fucking do that.
I got the Angels.
Mason's reaction. He's a shortstop. What about Jake Lamb, the GOAT?
God damn it. Where you guys say?
I said Marlins, even though he's a shortstop.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll go.
Blue Jays are going to get everyone. They have Biggio.
They've got
Bichette.
I just heard that they were
super. Well,
Guerrero, Springer, Bradley, Bichette.
And I didn't predict anybody would go to the fucking Blue Jays. You guys are the ones who predicted a lot of people.
I did the National.
Well, I know fucking Jaime said something. He's a big national.
I said like one person, fan, first of all.
Actually.
I said Pax will go to the Yankees. You can play it again.
When we talk.
No, I'm gonna say Simeon to the Reds.
When I talk about Gosman, yeah. I think he'll go to the Cubs. Rick Gosman. So we're gonna sign Gosman.
Cubs can use Simeon if Javi Baez leaves.
Oh, wait, shit. He accepted the qualifying offer, didn't he?
Simeon to the Cubs, maybe.
That's
what this. I have Q. Says. Q's gonna go back to
Simeon
the Sox.
To the Cubs.
No.
Did you hear what just time you just said?
God.
Simeon to the Cubs.
Why not?
Baez might leave or get traded.
He can play second, retard.
Where are you putting him at?
I said that too for the Marlins.
I'm talking about Baez.
You said he was a second baseman.
I said they need a second baseman.
I was talking about Baez, dumb shit.
No, I'm talking to Zayden. Oh, F you guys. Okay, keep going.
Tommy Estell to the Cubs also.
Tommy Lasell to the Cardinals.
Jackass.
All right, I think we've went through like, all the fucking. Yeah, Robert, let's just go through like all.
Mark Canna, you have to give Mark Canna is like, underrated.
Let's go through all these names.
Mike Leach.
No, there's like a shitload. So let's just stay another 20 minutes, go through all these names, make it like a 2-hour podcast.
Can we talk about something else other than free agency? It's getting boring.
Yeah, we've gave our...
Talk about something else.
Enough. Yeah, we're going! Okay.
Hall of Fame ballot.
Segment of the day
it's a good topic to talk about, the Hall of Fame ballot.
All All right, I was going to rip apart fucking hell.
Let's just wait till Carson comes back.
You can go first. Oh, I mean... Okay, yeah, we'll just wait till he comes back.
Okay, Curt Schilling, Hall of Famer. Since the MLB doesn't care about cheaters, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, those guys too. And obviously a guy who should be voted in there unanimously, Omar Vizquel.
You're an idiot. If Viz... Jeff...
Is Sammy Sosa a Hall of Famer, Mason, yes or no?
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Well, the MLB doesn't care about cheating, so is he yes or no?
Well, who's a cheater that got in there?
Let's see, Gaylord Perry.
Oh, well, yeah, they must not care about cheating since they haven't suspended Ketel Marte yet.
Or the Astros.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Here we go.
Here we go.
I've barely said anything about them.
That time of the podcast, everybody.
Pete Rose.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he should be unbanned and in the Hall of Fame.
No, he shouldn't.
Yeah, you're a Cubs fan. You're a Cubs fan. Yes.
He went against the rules.
Did he even bet against his own team, first of all?
And?
Still is it even rules. Betting didn't make his own team.
Okay, that doesn't change anything because he still bet.
Plus, the MLB doesn't even care about cheaters anymore.
Yeah, because Ketel Marte has been suspended.
And Javi Baez, too.
How?
Because steroids, cause I said so.
Well, you're just an idiot.
The irony. Fine. No. Curt Schilling Hall of Famer. Character clause is BS. Ty Cobb was a racist, and people that are a-holes are in the Hall of Fame. He was.
God damn.
Okay, what he did.
I mean, do you guys even agree with the character clause? Be honest. Do you think the character clause is a good idea for the Hall of Fame?
No, I'd just be making it. I'd just be pussifying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Pussification.
So, okay, Curt Schilling Hall of Famer, 2021. You guys go now.
All right.
That's about it. Okay, I just gave my opinions. Oh, no. Barry Bonds.
Oh, my God. Of course he's putting Bonds.
If the MLB does not care about cheating, then they should, like, hey, they should put him in there. And Jeff Kent too. Jeff Kent was an a-hole, but he was cool, like me. Say that again, Mason. Say it louder, please.
So
Jeff Kent.
Yes, thank you.
All right, I guess we'll let Mason go. I'm tired of listening to fucking.
Tired of hearing your you don't want me to say it. You don't want me to say it.
I forget who.
Just please shut the fuck up on me. Don't say
it. Do you want me to say it? I'll say it.
What you want to say, please.
Okay, good.
No.
Well, I forget who's on the ballot.
Love you too, Zayden. What?
What was that?
I forget who's on the ballot.
What did Mason say?
Omar Vizquel. All
right, I'm in. Oh, that's one fucking player, you fucking...
I already sent my list.
Hey. You said Jeff.
He's good too.
He's cool. That's all you said because he's cool.
Still good.
So do you think Clemens should be in?
What? Yeah, since they don't care about cheaters.
Clemens should be in?
They don't. They don't. Give your opinion then, since okay. Mason's busy.
Go ahead. He's not busy.
I'm Why can't remember who's on the fucking ballot?
Actually, Kane Lofton is not like a bad choice.
Can you start? Fine.
Kurt Schilling, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Omar Vizquel, Scott Rolen, Billy Wagner, Gary Sheffield. Yeah.
Rolen is a Hall of
Famer. Todd Helton, Manny Ramirez, Jeff Kent, Andrew Jones, Sammy Sosa, Andy Pettit, and Bobby Abreu. Do you guys want to go over them all or what? Like, nah.
Oh.
What about Andrew Jones?
No.
No, nobody?
I mean, borderline, to be honest. I don't really know. Flip a coin.
Rolen is a Hall of Famer.
Who's Bobby Abreu? I never heard of him.
Schilling is a Hall of Famer. What?
What?
I would say... I don't know if I'd put Bonds or Clinton in.
The ballot is sort of weaker this year, to be honest, so they might get in.
All I'm saying is roids don't make a beautiful swing. I mean, Ketel Marte doesn't have a beautiful swing. So
nor does Abreu.
Why? I'm talking about using roids, and you bring up Abreu. We all know fucking...
Old piece of shit. Oh, what happened? Yeah. Well, Todd Helton, do you guys think he's actually, like, realistic or no?
Possibly.
I mean, like, he is a lifelong... career-long Rocky. Watch, they're going to keep him out just because he played a Coors. I'm calling it.
Well, then why didn't they do that with what's his face?
Larry Walker.
Was it him?
Larry Walker.
I thought it was someone else.
Larry Walker.
I mean, shut the fuck up.
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer, Zayden? Todd Helton.
What?
Do you think him playing Coors for his whole career is going to affect him? Really?
No. No, sure.
Danilo did the same thing with Larry Walker. But Foolish Baseball made a good video, so that definitely changed it.
I mean,
they did pick Bauer over DeGrom. And they picked Abreu over Ramirez.
All right. Any more?
Watch, they're gonna put Omar Vizquel in there.
All right, no. Any more?
Actually, I got a question. How many years are allowed on the ballot again? I forgot.
I think it's.
Ooh, okay. Schilling, Clemens, and Bonds are in ninth year, so it's getting pretty close. And Sosa.
Sosa ain't getting it.
Yeah, Sosa has from last year, 2020.
No, I said he's not. I didn't say he didn't deserve it.
So the player who had the highest.
Is there any of the rest of them?
What? I don't think they will either, but I'm just saying Sosa only had 13.9.
He's on his ninth year, too.
They're supposed to have what? What's the percentage you're supposed to have?
Schilling's pretty close, yeah, but because of his comments calling voters Muslims, he'll probably still miss out. He did.
All right.
Who's your pick, Zayden? Before we end this? Yes, the ballot.
For the ballot. Schilling.
Okay.
Rolen.
Fuck. Half these guys are have used steroids before, so. Sheffield used steroids too. I'm pretty.
I don't think they'll get on.
This ballot is kind of weak, and half the users on this list use steroids too.
Jeff Kent is the most underrated one on the list. And the Vizquel is probably the most overrated.
Yeah, I'm good.
sorry. Andy
Pettit, we're talking about steroids. Overrated and underrated. We're not talking about who's good or not. Fuck. All right, man. Fuck off.
Jordan Rowland's pretty underrated. Hey, man, no reason to be a prick. All right, so anything else?
Contest.
Thank you for listening to MVP Baseball.
Wait, I have a final thought.
Catch us once a week during the off season.